This summer, at the English congregation, we preached through the book of Philippians.
今年夏天我们在 ACC 的英文崇拜，我们是讲腓立比书。
And we called the whole series "Let There Be Joy."
我们管这一系列讲道是叫做我们应当喜乐。
And as I was trying to discern what sermon to use today,
所以当我今天在找今天该讲什么的课题的时候，
I kept coming back to this first chapter, the first 11 verses, and the title is "I Thank God for You."
我不断的回到这个腓立比书第一章从一到十一节，这个题目就叫我为你们感谢神。
So let me just pray and then we continue.
我们来一起祷告。
Father, I thank you for your word.
天父，我们很感谢您，因为为您的话向您感谢。
I thank you for the precious brothers and sisters at Rock Chinese Church.
我为在磐石教会的弟兄姊妹们向您献上感谢。
I pray that you'll continue to use them for your glory.
我祷告，我向您祷告，希望您能够继续用他们。
I pray that today this message will be pleasing to you.
我向您祷告，希望今天这个信息是能够让您高兴的。
I pray to help me not to cough.
我希望您能够让我不要咳嗽。
And not to go too far.
而且不要超时。
And we pray all this in your name.
我们接祷告是因为你的名。阿门。
Let me just start with a short story.
让我开始给大家讲个小故事。
I'm not sure if it's true.
不知道是真的是假的。
But they said there was a little boy that was talking to himself as he was playing in his backyard.
他说曾有一个小孩，他在和自己玩，他在自己的后院里和自己玩。
And he liked to play baseball.
他很喜欢打棒球。
And he said nobody else was with him.
他说的是就他自己，没有人。
And he said, "I am the greatest baseball player in the world."
他对自己说，我是世界上最出色的棒球手。
And he threw the ball up in the air.
然后他把球往天上一扔。
And he swung and he missed.
他一挥没有打着。
But he didn't give up.
但是他没有很沮丧。
He said again, "I am the greatest baseball player in the world."
他又对自己说，我是世界上最出色的棒球手。
And he threw the ball up.
他把球往天上又一扔。
And he swings.
又一打。
He missed again.
又是没打着。
And then he looked at his the ball and the bat very carefully.
所以他就停下来查了查自己的球和自己的球棒，看有没有问题。
And then he did it one more time.
他最后又做了一次。
So I am the greatest baseball player in the world.
他说自己是这样最出色的棒球手。
And he threw the ball up.
他把球扔起来。
And he swung again.
他又一打。
And he missed.
又没打着。
And he paused.
他停下来。
He said,
他说
"Wow."
他说哇。
I am the greatest pitcher in the world.
他说我是世界上最好的投球手。
Now this story about the little boy,
这个小孩的故事
is amusing, but it teaches us a very important lesson.
这个很有意思，但是它也教给我们一个很重要的道理。
This boy, instead of getting discouraged, he emphasized on the positive.
这个小孩他遇到困难的时候，他没有沮丧，而是选择更乐观。
He did not allow his circumstances to get him down.
他没有让困境来控制自己的情绪。
And maybe many of us have gone through dark times in our life, maybe even right now.
我们很多人都曾经度过过人生的黑暗时期，也许我们就在人生中的黑暗时期现在。
And sometimes it seems like God is silent.
有时候我们感觉神似乎不知道在哪里。
We keep on praying, but we don't get an answer.
我们不断祷告，但是没有得到答复。
We keep on knocking, but the doors do not open.
我们不断的敲门，但是门也没有开。
Our circumstances don't change, and so we get discouraged.
我们的困境没有改观，所以我们就沮丧了。
We feel like there's no joy.
我们感觉不到这种喜乐。
But we also realize the Bible says joy is one of the fruit of the Spirit.
但是我们也知道圣经中跟我们讲到，喜乐应该是圣灵结出的果子。
As we look at this little boy's story, I'm not saying that we just think positive. That is not what I'm saying.
所以当我们看到这个小孩的故事的时候，我并不是要跟大家讲我们要什么时候都要乐观，什么时候都要高兴。
But learning to live with joy is a lifelong process.
但是学会在喜乐中生活是一生的一个过程。
No matter what our circumstances, God has promised we can have joy.
不管我们有多少困境，神已经应许给我们，我们是应该是有喜乐的。
But we could only have this joy through the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们唯有喜乐办法就是通过圣灵的工。
Take a moment to imagine what it would be like to live a life that is filled with joy all the time.
请大家花点时间想象一下，一个一生中永远是有喜乐的生活是什么样子呢？
The Apostle Paul was a man that had this kind of outlook.
使徒保罗他就是这么样一个人。
So God had Paul write a letter to the church of Philippi to talk to them about joy.
神要保罗给腓立比教会写一封信。
Now the interesting thing is he wrote it from jail.
很有意思的是，他这封信是在监狱里写的。
I was going to ask how many of you have ever had to go to jail, but I will not ask that.
我本来想问大家，你们有谁去过监狱的？但是想想还是不问了。
Just in case.
万一有人呢？
But realize that Paul was in jail when he wrote this book about joy.
但是大家想象一下，保罗这封写关于喜乐的信是在监狱里写的。
It's obvious that his circumstances.
这个很明显，他是有困境的。
And it was obvious that the decisions that other people make and the feelings that he experienced did not determine whether he had joy.
这个很明显是别人对他做了什么，和他感到了，和他的对发生事的感受是什么，并没有让他没有喜乐。
In Acts chapter 16, we have the background of this book.
在《使徒行传》的第十六章，我们这里讲到了保罗的经历。
Please turn to Acts chapter 16.
请大家翻到《使徒行传》第十六章。
And we'll look at verse 9 through 15.
我们从第九节到十五节。
Okay, if you have your Bibles, please follow. Brother John, can you read it?
Sure.
Now, this is Paul on his second missionary journey. Okay.
在夜间有异象现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说：“请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。”保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里人听。于是从特罗亚开船，一直到提摩特萨，第二天到了尼亚波利，从那里来到腓立比，就是马其顿这一方的头一个城，也是罗马的住房城。我们在这城里住了几天。当安息日，我们出城门，到了河边，知道那里有一个祷告的地方，我们就坐下来对聚会的妇女讲道。有一个卖紫色布垫的妇人，名叫吕底亚，是推雅推萨城的人，素来敬拜神。他听见了，主就开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。他和他一家既领了喜，就便求我们，你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来住。于是强留我们。
Thank you, brother. In English, just follow along. Acts chapter 16, verse 9 through 15. Again, is the background of the Church of Philippi. This Church of Philippi began in the home of Lydia.
这个腓立比教会的创始地是这个妇人吕底亚的家里。
When Paul wrote the letter in jail, this was 11 years later.
当保罗从监狱里写这封信的时候，已经过了十一年了。
Paul is in Rome in prison.
保罗在罗马的监狱里。
But the church of Philippi had grown over these 11 years.
但在这十一年里，这腓立比教会已经有很快的成长。
And Paul was writing to them to encourage them to live the Christian life well.
保罗写这封信是想要鼓励他们，让他们能够好好的有一个基督徒的生活。
He wanted to encourage them to keep living with joy.
他鼓励他们要有不断的有喜乐。
Now, if you pause and take a moment to look around your church.
如果大家先停一下，看看自己的教会里头。
Who do you see in this church?
你看到什么样的人呢？
I see that there's different ages.
我看到有些不同年龄的人。
There's some that are single, some that are married, some whose children are all grown up.
有些人是单身，有些人已经结婚了，有些人的孩子已经长大了。
I see Chinese.
我看到中国人。
Overseas born.
我看国外出生长大的。
And American born.
美国出生长大的。
I see some of you maybe have been in Austin just the last few years, and some have been here most of your life now.
我看到有些人最近刚来到奥斯汀，有些人呢在这儿似乎过了他的一生。
So with a church that has so many different people,
在一个有很多不同人的教会里头，
How can you possibly know each other, and how can you possibly get along well?
你们怎么能够很好的相互认识与共处呢？
Today's message, the short time we have, I want you to understand that the joy in your life as a church.
哦，今天在这短暂的时间里头，我想让大家明白，你在生活中和教会中的这个喜乐。
It is directly influenced by how you view the other people in your church.
是因为是直接由于你怎么看教会成员的看法而决定的。
So we will look at Philippians 1:1-11, and I will read in English and follow along if you all would follow along in Chinese.
我们会读到腓立比书第一章从一到十一节。
Philippians chapter 1, the first 11 verses.
腓立比书第一章的十一节，前十一节。
Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all of my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Because of time, I hope the Chinese brothers and sisters, you just read it as I was reading in English.
因为时间很短，我们希望刚才大家我们读中文的弟兄姊妹们也跟着读了。
Paul deeply loved this church of Philippi.
保罗深深地爱着腓立比教会。
As he began to write this letter, he was so excited he took 11 verses to write to them.
他开始写这封信的时候，他存着很激动的心情，然后花了前十一章来描述这些。
And basically, this is my outline for today's message.
这就是我今天给大家想讲的一个概念。
Paul uses three thoughts that describe true Christian fellowship.
保罗用三点来描述一个真正的基督的团契。
He told his friends, "I have you in my mind."
他跟他的朋友说，我脑子里想着你。
He said, number two, verse 7 and 8, "I have you in my heart."
第二点从
7 and 8,
从第七和第八节，他想着我心中惦记着你。
And then lastly, in verses 9-11, "I have you in my prayer."
他最后在第九章到第九节到第十一节，他写着我的祷告中祝福着你们。
I have you in my mind, I have you in my heart, I have you in my prayers.
我脑子里想着你，我心中惦记着你，我祷告中祝福着你。
The verses 3-6. First, we'll look at this. Paul had these Philippian believers in his mind.
我们先来从第一章第三到六节来讲讲保罗的脑子里是想着这些腓立比教会的成员们。
What did Paul remember?
保罗记着是什么呢？
If we had time, you could read more of Acts chapter 16. But Paul remembered, I think he remembered Lydia.
我们有更多时间的话，我们会读使徒行传第十六章，但这里头保罗他的记忆中是记到这个妇人吕底亚。
Some scholars believe that Lydia and her family were the first Christian converts in Europe.
有些学者认为吕底亚的家是欧洲历史上第一次基督徒的聚会。
As he talks about the church of Philippi, he was thinking in his mind, wow, they had so much hospitality and generosity to him.
当他想到这个腓立比教会的时候，他的脑中想，这个教会是很热情好客与慷慨大方的。
Perhaps he also in his mind, as he remembered them, he remembered there was a young slave girl that had a demon possession and that Paul cast out in Jesus' name.
也可能保罗在想这个教会的时候，他会想到那个被恶鬼附身的女仆，保罗以耶稣的名把这个鬼驱出去了。
Many of you know the story about Paul and Silas when they were in jail.
我们很多人知道这个故事，就是保罗和希拉一起在监狱里的故事。
And it was in Philippi.
这个地方是在腓立比。
And there was a great earthquake.
有一个很大的地震。
And all the prisoners' jail opened.
所有监狱的门都打开了。
The jailer was going to kill himself because he was responsible.
那个狱卒想要自杀，因为他会被怪。
But Paul stopped him and was able to lead him to trust in God.
但是保罗阻止了他，而且还带着他信了主。
I think Paul remembered all these things about the church of Philippi in his mind.
我觉得保罗在想起腓立比教会的时候，他把这些全都想起来了。
After Paul left Macedonia, the Philippian church was the only one that helped him financially and even contributed to give to the Jerusalem church, which was also poor. He just remembered how loving and generous these people were.
所以当保罗离开马其顿之后，腓立比教会不仅是唯一一个在经济上支助保罗的教会，而且他们还在经济上支助耶路撒冷的贫穷教会。我想当保罗在写这封信的时候，他把这些全记起来了。
Much of Paul's joy was based on the pleasant, loving memories of the believers who in Philippi were consistently faithful to the Lord.
大部分保罗的记忆都是建立在那些美好的回忆中，激励起这个腓立比教会对神的信心。
So I ask you,
所以我来问问你们。
As you stop to think about the brothers and sisters and friends you have here.
我们来停下来之后，我们想想我们周围的弟兄姊妹们。
And especially in this month of Thanksgiving.
尤其是在这个感恩节的这一月。
Do you have each other in your mind?
你有没有在把大家放在自己脑子里呢？
Do you stop to thank God for the memories that where you have shared wonderful fellowship times together?
你有没有停下来感谢神曾经让我们有这么好的团契交流呢？
Do you stop and thank God for the times where you prayed together?
我们有没有停下来感谢神关于我们由于我们当初在一起祷告这些时光感谢神呢？
Do we stop and appreciate the lives and the words and the deeds of those who are fellow believers?
我们有没有停下来感谢一下周围的人的这种生活这种语言这种行为呢？
Because it's very easy to think of all the bad things.
因为如果想坏事挑毛病的话是很简单的。
I think Paul is teaching us, let's keep each other in our minds and remember how God has blessed us together.
但是我觉得保罗在这里是在教我们，让我们能够激起大家，然后激起大家的这些为大家这些事情感恩。
Even at Austin Chinese Church and Rock Chinese Church, we're in the same city.
在 ACC 也好，磐石教会也好，我们是在同一个城市里的。
And we don't get to see each other very often.
但我们却很少见面。
But every time I do see you, sometimes we see you at HEB.
有的时候我看到你的时候，看到你们是在商店里头。
Actually, it's usually Costco.
一般是在 Costco 看见你们常常。
It always brings me joy to see you.
每次看到你的时候，看到你们的时候，都会给我些喜乐。
And some of you, this is my first time to meet you, and I'm so thankful for that.
有些人的话是我第一次见到你们，我为这个献上感恩。
And every day, and I know there's a new married couple here. It's so good to see you guys together.
看到这对新婚夫妇，我们很高兴见到你们。
I remember when Iris was baptized.
我想起了当 Iris 被受洗的时候。
See, there's a lot of memories we have.
所以我们有很多记忆在一起。
And in order for us to have joy, one of the very important things is to keep in mind what God has blessed us together with.
如果我们想要有这种喜乐的话，我们一定要想起神让我们在一起度过的美好时光。
Maybe a word to the youth that are here.
这是对青少年们的话。
You know, I know that it's not easy to remember and reflect on what the adults of the church do to bless us.
我知道有时候是很难能想起这教会的成年人们对我们有多少祝福的。
I believe you have this English, Chinese English service once a month.
我相信我们这个中英文的联合聚会是一个月一次的。
Okay. And I think that's a great idea, and that's a lot of sacrifice on both sides.
我觉得这是很好的，不仅觉得这是很好的，而且知道这个 双方面都是被这个有很大的付出的。
Because I think if you only understand Chinese or if you only understand English, it's very difficult.
因为我知道，如果你只懂英文或者只懂中文的话，这个是很难的。
It's like mental hiccups.
就好像这个在脑子中有着隔阂一样。
Yeah, you listen, then you don't listen. Listen, don't listen.
对，你听或者不听，听了一会儿又不听。
And I remember being in services like that.
我记得我曾想起过，我以前也在这种的聚会里头。
But even though it's difficult, it's also very precious.
虽然这个很困难，但是呢，这也是很珍贵的。
So for all of you to be able to worship together, the youth and the English speaking, make sure to remember this memory. To thank God for those who have said, you know, we'll make the sacrifice.
让我们这些所有参加中英的联合聚会的人，让我们一起想起这段时光神让我们在一起聚会。
And let me turn around. Adults, when is the last time you thank God for the youth and for the those who are younger than your stage of life?
也让我现在对成人们说说话。我们有没有停下来感谢神，把这些孩子放在我们中间呢？
Because the church involves the old and the young.
因为一个教会是有年轻人，也是有成年人的。
And a Chinese church involves the Chinese speaking and the English speaking.
在一个华人教会里头是有讲中文的，但也是有讲英文的。
And I think Paul is teaching us this lesson that we have to remember each other in our mind and to realize how precious a gift we are to each other.
我想保罗在这里也是教导我们，说让我们想起我们在一起的时光是多么多么的珍贵。
For those who are new believers.Do you thank God for the older believers?
对一些刚信主的人，我们是不是感谢神？为这些为有这些属灵上的长辈们而感谢神呢
？And the older believers, do you stop to thank God for the young believers?
我们信了主很长时间的人，是不是也要向神感谢？说这些刚信主的人呢
？So Paul just the first thing, a very simple point is he had them in his mind.
保罗这里讲到第一点是很简单的，就是说我想着，我脑子里在想着你们的。
The second thing in verses 7 and 8, he talks about he had them in his heart.
在第二点是在第七到八节，他想着我心里是惦记着你们的。
This is deeper than just the mind.
这个比脑子里要想还是要更深的。
Because it's possible to have people in our minds but not our hearts.
这个很有可能说我脑子里想着你们，但心里实际上不惦记着你们。
Actually, most people say I have you in my mind and I have you on my nerves.
实际上很多人想说我脑子想着你，而且很烦你。
But Paul's sincere love for his friends was something he could not disguise or hide.
但是保罗对他朋友的这种爱是无法被掩盖的，与遮蔽的。
Christian love is the tie that binds us together.
基督徒的爱是把我们连接在一起的一个纽扣。
Love is the evidence of salvation.
爱就是救赎的证据。
First John 3:14.
约翰一书第三章第十四节。
It says we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brothers.
这里写着，我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出生入死了。
One commentator says it's like spiritual lubrication that keeps the machinery of life running smoothly.
一个人说，如果我们生活像一个机器一样，爱就是我们这个生活的机器的中的灵命的润滑油。
How can we tell that we truly love someone in our hearts? How can we tell that we truly are bound by love to other Christians?
我们怎么知道我们是真心的去爱别的基督徒，而怎么以被爱联合在一起的呢
？For one thing, we are concerned about them.
第一，我们很关心他们。
In a little bit when after Sunday school, whenever people leave, as you're driving home, stop to think, who am I concerned about today?
每次主日学我们结束之后，我们大家开车回家，在路上的话，我们要想想，今天我们有没有关心过别人？
You know, sometimes after the worship service, I will shake hands with people as they leave.
有些时候在主日崇拜结束，我会和大家握手。
And then I realize that during those 5 seconds or 10 seconds, I need to discern.Very quickly, how people are doing.
我了解到在那很短暂的5到10秒钟和人接触的时候，我需要找出他们找到他们到底怎么样了，生活怎么样呢
？Sometimes you can see that people are very joyful. They come and shake your hand.
有些时候我能感到有些人是充满了喜乐来向你握手的。
But then there's other times you can see people when they go out, you can see they're very sad and that they're burdened in their life.
有些时候我就看到有些人走去的时候，他是。生活中是很不高兴的，而且感觉有很身上有很重的负担。
Sometimes they might smile, and you can still tell something's not right.
有些时候，这个人虽然在微笑，但是我们也知道他的生活实际上不是万事都美好的。
So as a pastor, I try to later on when I get home to write down some of the names of the people that I just felt like during those few seconds that God, I need to follow up with these people.
作为一个牧师，我常常我做的时候，我回到家里头会写下来，说和我今天遇到的这些人中，他们是不是有些需要我关心的。
But you know.It's not just pastors that do this.
但是你知道吗？不光是牧师会做这种事情。
Every one of you can do this.
每个你们中的每一个人都可以做到这点。
You may say, "Well, I don't know this person's name. It's Chinese. I can't remember it."
你可以说这个、我没法记住这个人的名字，是中文的名字，我记不住。
Or some of you may say, "Oh, English names. I can never remember."
或者有些人说啊，这个人用英文名，我记不住这名字。
But you can still love the other person.
但是呢，你还是可以去爱他的。
I can speak a little bit of Mandarin.
我可以讲一点中文。
But on Sunday, if I see a 公公婆婆, I always say 早, I always say 你好, 身体好吗? I always use whatever Mandarin I have.
当星期日的时候，我看到公公婆婆们只会讲中文的，我永远是用我一点仅有的中文来向他们问好。
Because that's all I have to show my concern and love to them.
因为这个是我用来表现出我对他们的爱和我对他们的关心。
I don't want them just in my mind.
我不想光让他们只在我脑子中。
I think Paul teaches us we also have to have each other in our hearts.
保罗这里也教我们，我们在心里头也要惦记着每一个人。
Another way to show that we have each other in our heart is we have a willingness to forgive one another.
另一个表现出来说，我们怎么能够让大家惦记的人是能够相互的，能够总相互的原谅别人。
Or we maybe have to be more patient with one another.
可能是我们对互相要更有耐心。
If you just read 1 Corinthians 13, there's a list of things that help us to know how to love one another in our hearts.
如果你读到哥林多前书第13章的时候，这里有一系列东西能够教我们怎么能够在心里惦记着别人。
John 13:34 and 35 gives one powerful reason why we must have each other in our hearts.
约翰福音第13章34到35节，这里头有一个很有震撼的见证。
Let me read it in English. John 13:34 says, A new command I give to you. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
我来给大家读在约翰福音第13章34到35节。我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Rock Chinese Church, your mission is to reach people for Christ and to disciple them, right?
磐石教会你们的使命是要去走向社区去让他们知道耶稣吗？
Now it's a lot of hard work.
这是很难的工作。
But one of the ways that you can attract people to Jesus Christ is by loving one another.
有一种很好的办法让别人能够吸引别人来耶稣面前的方法，就是我们互相要爱。
We have had people come to our church that are not Chinese.
我们有些人来到我们教会，他们不是中国人。
They're not ABCs.
他们也不是 ABC.
We had a family from Argentina.
我们有的家庭是从阿根廷来的。
We had for a while a guy from Iraq.
有一段时间有一个人从伊拉克来的。
But the thing is that what we tried to do is to, when they came in, to show them love.
但有一点我们做的是，当他来到我们中间，我们要给他关怀与爱。
But I realized as I talked to them, they were watching whether we love each other.
但我知道，当我跟他讲话时，我就发觉他注意的是看看我们互相有没有相爱。
This is a very powerful testimony.
这个是个很有震撼的见证。
So if you want joy, first keep each other in your mind.
如果你想要喜乐的话，第一点要做到是脑子里要想着大家。
Secondly, keep each other in your heart.
第二点呢是要相互心里惦记着大家。
And as verse 9 through 11 says, keep each other in your prayers.
然后从第9到第11节在这里讲到就在祷告中还要相互祝福。
I'll very quickly tell you what verses 9 through 11, actually let me just read this for you.
让我来读第九到第十节。
Philippians 1:9-11, it says this. And this is my prayer. It is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ.To the glory and praise of God.
我在这给大家念第九到第十一节，我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分辨是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子，并靠着基督并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。
So he had, as he prayed for them, he prayed, first of all, he prayed that they would haveA perceptive love.
他祷告的时候，他这里讲的是他第一点，先祷告是你们能有分别是非的爱。
He prayed that they would have pure character.
他也这里祷告说让我们能够有一个清澈的品格。
And he prayed that they would have a productive life.
而且这里祷告，他还祷告说我们会有一个很有成效的生活。
I realize I went through that very quickly, but that's so that you will go back and read this again.
那我这里很快过了一下大家回去之后请自己也再把这边读一下。
I thank God for all of you.
我为你们向神献上感谢。
And I am encouraged as I see God working in you and through you to reach the Chinese and Chinese Americans in Austin.
我看到神在你生活中还有他把他的生命在你们生活中体现出来，我在这里向神感恩，因为你们去把耶稣的这个也把耶稣爱带给了别人。
And what I would like to encourage you with is that the hard work of starting a church, I mean it's not even just starting, it's been many years now. This is hard work, but you can have joy in this journey.
我想来鼓励你们建立一个教会，其实已经不是建立了，已经一段时间了，但是建立和发展一个教会是需要有喜乐在心中的。
And this joy, how can you have this joy?Keep each other in your mind. Remember each other. Think of the blessings God has given to you together.
我们怎么才有喜乐呢？因为要喜乐，就要大家常常想起来我们在一起度过的时光。这个神把我们带到一起来做工。
It is there. You just have to think hard.
在这里头，你要是要好好的想。
What I mean by that is so easy to think of negative, but when we stop, especially Thanksgiving is a great time, stop and say, God.Oh, that's a blessing. And you write, maybe write it up. All the blessings you have together.
我的意思说，人往往是去想有负面的思想，去挑毛病。但是我想大家在一起，尤其是在这一个感恩的季节，请大家坐在一起，然后写下来我们有什么事情需要感恩的。
Secondly, have each other in your hearts.
第二点，我们在心里要惦记着大家。
If you only keep them in the mind, that's not enough.
假如你在光脑子里想着的话，这是不够的。
You might be thinking the wrong thing.
你可能想的不是什么对的事情。
You have to have each other in your hearts.
你必须要把互相放在自己的心里头。
And only God can help you to do that.
只有神能够帮助你做这样做。
Many of you know my wife Tina.
很多人知道我太太 Tina.
I married very well.
我这个婚姻很好。
But there are times where we are challenging for each other.
有些时候，但是我们有时候也是互相要挑战的。
For a husband and wife to love each other, it takes God's power to help.
让一个丈夫和一个太太不断的去相爱的话，这个需要神来帮助。
Is it any easier in a church when you're not married to each other that you think it's much easier?
在一个教会里头，你们互相不是结婚的话，相爱是更容易吗
？No, you even more need God's power to help you. But with His power, you could have an amazing love.
不是的，你是更需要神对你的帮助，但是由于神的帮助，我们会对相互之间的爱将会是更强壮的。
And I think as you have each other in your mind and as you have each other in your heart, it'll cause you to kneel down and have each other in your prayers.
我相信如果我们不断把别人都放在自己脑子里，把别人都放在自己的心里，当我们跪下来祷告的时候别人也会在我们的 祷告声中。
And I do believe that if you practice this, you will experience His joy.
我相信，如果我们不断要不断去做，不断去练习这个话，我们会真正得到真正的喜乐。
Remember, Paul was in prison.
请大家记住，保罗曾经在监狱里。
And he had a great time there.
他在那里是很高兴。
Because of God.
因为神。
And because of his brothers and sisters in Philippi.
也因为他在腓立比的弟兄姊妹们。
Do you believe you can experience that same joy?
你相信你也能感到这种喜乐吗？
And the answer is absolutely yes.
答案是肯定的。
Let me pray for you.
让我来为你们祷告。
Our Father, I thank you for this precious time with these brothers and sisters.
天父啊，我们感谢您在这个很珍贵的时光和弟兄姊妹们一起度过。
I pray that you will do great and mighty things in and through Rock Chinese Church.
我祷告我请求您求您把您的生命不仅在磐石教会中，也是通过磐石教会显现出来。
I pray that you will strengthen those who are serving as the many can get tired.
请祷告您为那些为您工作但是很累的人，希望您给他们力量。
I pray that this church will understand that the joy of the Lord will be their strength.
我希望这个教会能够明白，对神的喜乐是他们的力量。
I pray for the leaders to have amazing wisdom and discernment.
我也为这个教会的领袖们祷告，希望他们能够得到神的从他们的讲道中能有神的智慧。
I pray that every person here will understand how to love one another.
我也祷告这里每一个人都能学会怎么能够相互相爱。
I pray that you'll give them many new believers and new disciples of Christ that they can shepherd and grow as they walk with God.
请求您能够给他们更多的信徒更多的信徒更多的使徒能够在一起为您而做工。
We thank you for your joy.
感谢您赐给我们的喜乐。
We thank you for Jesus Christ.
我们感谢您因为耶稣基督向您感谢。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们用祷告奉耶稣的名。阿门。